This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Ready to roll?
Like a butthole.
Good morning. And welcome back to Casual Conversations. I am your host, Ryan Bean, here with my co-host, Alana Sweetser, and talking all things real and life in general and all kinds of craziness that's going on. It's been a while since we caught up. A lot has transpired since the last time we visited behind the camera.
We've hung out a lot in the last week.
We have. We just did a Yellowstone trip with our friend for her 40th birthday, which was supposed to be a surprise, but I don't think it was a surprise at all. I think she was...
Yeah, I was a surprise.
You were the surprise, because Alana came in, as she talked about in the previous episode, she booked the wrong flight, but it ended up working out, because they came in a day late, which actually surprised Tina, because everything else, I think Tina already knew what was going on. Either Trent...
Well, what happened was, our buddy Trent booked the flight, but on their American account...
On her account.
So when she...
Gotta get those miles, baby.
She got an alert, like, your upcoming trip.
Bozeman. Don't pay attention to that upcoming trip you just got on your notification, Tina. It's a surprise.
Love that.
Yeah. But Yellowstone was perfect.
Let's talk about what we did in Yellowstone.
So...
And I'm just gonna get it out of the way. I sound awful this morning. I'm gonna cough a lot. Probably gonna sniffle a lot. So deal with it.
Hope she doesn't get me sick. I've been down in medication just to be on the safe side.
Liar. So
I have Dayquil this morning.
You're not confident in your immune system?
I am, but I just always add a little extra layer of protection. Why not? If I start to even hint that I get some sort of sickness, I'm down in medication. And I hate medicine in general.
I thought it was allergies.
Yeah. NyQuil, Dayquil, Claritin, whatever it takes, because I can't afford to get sick.
Remember,
I don't have time to get sick.
You gave me Claritin in Montana. Yeah. I was like, I have allergies, I think. And it was just progression of getting sick. Here we are.
Yeah.
Back to Montana.
Great time in Montana.
Day one, what did you guys do? Because I missed day one.
Day one was Yellowstone, so we did Yellowstone twice, which was awesome because we did more of the wildlife scene. The second time we went, we did more of the geysers and things like that, but we got to see a lot of wildlife day one.
I missed
one.
The buffalo. He got to see the buffalo.
I did. I got to see a lot of them. It was pretty freaking cool, to be honest with you. So I want to go back. We would do it differently. We kind of went in and out of Bozeman just because of the way the flights were and where the airport was, so it made the most sense. But poor Trent did 2 days of driving, and the days in Yellowstone, those are 8 to 9 hour days from when you leave to when you get back, just because there's so much windshield time. But absolutely breathtaking,
and packed like sardines in a bus.
Yeah, but it was fun.
They put me in the back seat. I was a back seat B word.
Yeah, she's the smallest, so this is what it goes with. And then my wife got back there, actually, as well. But anyway.
It was a party in the back.
So. Party in the back. Great freaking time. Want to go back to Yellowstone. Highly recommend anyone
that
going.
The best day that everybody agrees was we floating down the Madison River.
Yeah, that was a trip. Not only was the backdrop beautiful, the weather was incredible. The water was, refreshing and crystal clear. It was about maybe 3 feet deep, if that.
I got to live up my dream of being a tour guide.
Yeah, she got to be on the back of the raft, and he screamed orders at us and which way to row and all that stuff. So
until
it was fun.
The end. And then I had one regret that whole trip. I had to go to the bathroom. So I jumped in the water, but I didn't realize it was that fast.
Yeah.
And I almost died.
She not almost died. She could have stood up, but she didn't want to stand up.
It's fast.
It was.
And then I had to like roll tumble over our friend's husband to get on a
raft
on
to
the
get
raft.
To the water. That part was more comical than anything else. But yes, the raft. I want to go back. Wanted to do it again. I would have loved it to be in about triple the time.
Then we did a Yellowstone night, Yellowstone theme night.
Yeah, the Yellowstone night. Then it goes to show you how old you're getting, because everyone was lame and wanted to go to bed like at midnight that night from a day on the raft. We all stayed up, but I think Tina, the birthday girl, ended up crashing out early on her own birthday. Yeah. So lame.
Well, it was a long day of drinking on the river.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It was a full day.
Yeah.
Enjoyed it. Loved it. Beautiful scenery. The backdrops are amazing. For those who have not gone, highly recommend going. I will be back. But I love seeing the wildlife, so I would have loved to spend more time figuring that part out. Never saw a bear. Bear was on the list. Moose was on the list. Never got to see that. But
so one thing we talked about, because we were in the car a lot, Alice and I were like, what did people do before, like, having their phones or whatever? So we went back to old school ways and we played the ABC game. Did you hear us playing it?
I didn't.
I didn't know it was a game, or I probably would have played it growing up, because we went camping a lot with my family. But each person, like, you start with A, obviously, and then you look outside and you find something with A. It can't be a letter, like, on a sign.
Right. Antelope.
Yeah, or an apple and a tree.
Yeah.
Whatever. So we did that, and I think we made it all the way to, like, H or something like that, and then we kind of moved on to the next game.
Yeah, well, then you're in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, no. What game we played was the stupid couples game, and all of us almost got divorced.
Yeah. Yeah, that was funny. Yeah, it was fun.
Allison, on her phone, had this quiz, and it's like, each spouse answered 15 questions, and then you gave it to their spouse, and then they had answer. You have four options, and you answer most, whatever. I got a 78 on my husband, 78%. He got an 84%.
Yeah. That's not bad. Like 80-something percent.
Yeah. C's get
degrees. That's a B-. It's a B-. Yeah, C's get degrees. That's what she was saying. C's get degrees. But great time in Yellowstone. Yeah. My daughter just started recently, driving as well. She got her driver's license.
That's right.
Which is, first of all, I got to circle back to this, because I want your opinion on this.
Okay.
And me and Allison have different opinions. Well, we have different opinions than Addison. No, we have different. Of course you would. The girls team up together. What a shock. don't even know the topic, and she's already taking sides. She gets a 93 on her driver's test. One, I have no idea how this happened. I think to myself that Addison must have known the instructor, or Alice knew the instructor.
She wrote the answers on her hand.
Or something. I don't know. I've driven with this girl. How she gets a 93, but she does. She gets a 93. She passed her test. And, of course, now what she thinks is because she has her license, it's full range to drive. And I explained to her, I said, look, Addison, we are not letting you drive on your own until we feel comfortable with your driving.
I agree with that.
And so she pushes back and she goes, I don't understand what there's a degree with. I obviously know how to drive. I got my license. So it's... I understand where she's coming from.
Yeah.
We agree to disagree, which is a big disagreement in the Bean House. I'd love to know what everyone's take is on it. But I'm like, Addison, you did a somewhat closed course for your driver's test. You have yet to be on the freeway. Mm-hmm. You know, you just figured out how to parallel park, 2 days before the
test.
Procrastinates too. Yeah. She procrastinated to the end. With Dylan, and then she, of course, throws Dylan into our face. And I'm like, look, when Dylan was driving, every time he had an opportunity to drive, he wanted to drive.
Yeah.
He always wanted to practice. And then he was pulling boats. He was pulling trailers. He was backing stuff. So I was like, okay, I already feel confident that Dylan knows how to drive. Dylan has some situational awareness. Addison waits to the very, I'm not lying to you, last minute, the day before she's supposed to take the test, she finally follows up on all of her online stuff that she has to take. She's now asking me to teach her how to parallel park mere hours before the test, and then she gets a 93. So I'm kind of proud of her for the cram and the fact she was able to get it done, because I kind of did a lot of that growing up through school and just tests. I would always be a crammer and then come out okay with a decent grade. But I'm not comfortable with her driving on her own yet, and she doesn't get that. So I'm curious what your take is on, do you feel like because now she's got her license, I should just give her, okay, good.
It's like realtors who get their license, and then they get actually into the real estate business, and they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
The test is very different than the actual real world.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to explain to her. But, I said, she has an argument because I'm like, she passed her test. Well, and she wants to go, I know, but she wants to go like around the corner. And we won't even let her go around the corner.
One day she'll be a parent, and a parent gut is a thing.
It is. And I already told Addison, I said, Addison, we're helping you buy car number one. We're not helping you buy car number two. So if you, you wreck this first one, the rest is on you.
I want to circle back to the car. How proud are you that you're like in a place in your life, like you were able to get your kids' cars?
I was
16th birthday.
I was extremely proud of it. It was something that was important to me. Even when Allison and I, before we had kids, it was one of the things, it was a box I wanted to check.
Yeah.
Because I felt like that's, I wanted
Did
to be able to do
one
that.
Growing up?
Yeah. So my mom and dad, I had a hand-me-down car. It was, not as nice as the car she got, but yeah. Which is fine. I'm happy we were blessed to do it. But I had my first car I had was a 1962 Galaxy. Big, huge boat.
This.
It's a huge boat of a car. It was a project car. My dad said he was going to work on one day. He never did. Yeah. So me and my buddies kind of worked on it, and I know nothing about cars. So when I say me and my buddies worked on it, it was Jeremy. Jeremy did all the work. He loved cars. I handed him tools. Yeah. So, but we'd stay out there, kind of mess. I didn't drive that too long, and then my dad passed me down his little Datsun pickup truck. And for me, I had a car. It was a little 5-speed stick shift, car, and holes in the floorboard, and still, you turn the car off, it still putters as it's running, right? So yeah, still going. I'm like, hey, the engine's supposed to be off. Why are you still puttering?
Still wanted a party.
Apparently. So yes, my parents were able to help me with give me a first car, which I was very grateful for.
But it was like your car only.
I had to use, unless they had to use the truck, because it was a truck. So if my dad was like, hey, I need it for yard work, or which then he would just send me, right? So I think he gave it to me, but it was more whenever I need you to use it for something for me, I get to use it.
I didn't get a car, but also my brother did, but also I'm a twin. Mm-hmm. So that would, we lived well, but my parents weren't like, I'm buying two cars at one time.
Yeah, it was hard. So, because this is what we pretty much did with Dylan and Addison, right? They're only 20 months apart, so it was kind of back-to-back years. And me and Allison were very proud that we were able to do it, but we'd been saving for a long time.
Yeah, you have
so
to.
A big part of it was, when they were little, we started putting money away, knowing, and it kind of goes back to what we tell people a lot as well. It's like, man, how do you have this? They act like I just waved a magic wand and all of a sudden, boom, you got,
must be nice.
Must be nice. You got $20,000 laying around to buy a car. No, it took years of, hey, I know eventually I'm going to want to buy my kids a car. I'm going to put a couple $100 away here and there. Whenever I have some extra money, put it away. And then all of a sudden, when they turn 16, you're going, man, I actually have a nice little chunk of money saved up for their car.
You know what I'm going to do?
Yeah.
For my kids?
What's that?
I'm going to employ them into my business.
That's how you,
expense off their car.
That's how you should do it. That's just a way smarter way to do it. So me and Allison looked at that as well. Putting the cars into the LLC and then making them a company car. The problem with doing that is the insurance goes way up because now it's a commercial vehicle. So when we started looking at, okay, is it worth the extra insurance for the offset? It didn't make sense, but it's something we need to look at for sure. Part of it's just a liability thing too, right? So
I do love my accountant because I just tell him my problems and he gives me solutions.
That's the way an accountant's supposed to do it.
That's why he gets paid.
That's why he gets paid. Yeah, you talk about getting paid the big bucks. Be the guys that know that know tax law. They're the ones that get paid.
He's gonna pick up my bookkeeping. I was like, listen, Tim. I was like, I just want to make the money. I don't want to manage it. I'm not. That's not my strong skill set.
That's your job.
I'm good at building a business, building relationships, getting contracts accepted. I'm good at that. But as for expensing out all my stuff, when it comes to tax time, it takes me forever because I don't want to do that.
Yeah, no, it's not fun. Allison does all of our taxes, thankfully.
I need Allison in my life.
She may not do any more tax. She took on the taxes for the Marcus Bass Fishing team, too. Oh my gosh, you saw the meltdown she had with that.
I'm proud of myself. I made their shirts this year.
Oh, they're awesome. They're awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, they're really cool. But,
it makes me sad thinking that this is the last year for Dylan, though. So Dylan's a senior. Today's first senior Sunday. Shout out.
Senior Sunday for my wife.
Allison's crying.
Yeah, she never listens to the podcast. She'll never hear this anyway.
I know. She said, actually, she was like, if there's one episode I need to listen to, it's got to be the one about Ryan. I bet that's the best one. I go, road. I was like, I say some
good
things on there.
Don't call him sick.
I'm here now.
Yeah, you are here. Yeah. Yeah, but no, taxes, I'm glad I don't do any of that. Allison does all of that stuff. Yellowstone trip with our good friends for 40th birthday. Now another teenage driver.
Yep.
So we've had a lot going on, a lot of stuff to catch up with.
Tuesday?
School starts on Tuesday, yep. Ooh. So, oh my gosh, I'm so glad that school's starting, by the way.
Why?
We're a routine family.
I get that.
You know, my kids felt like, okay, they're going into their senior year and junior year, so in their eyes it's a free-for-all because it's summer. That means unlimited sleepovers. We can sleep over at our friend's house. Our curfew's now 12:30. We roll in and I'm a hard no on that because I'm like, guys, I still have to work. I still have to make sure you're at home safe. I want to make sure the door's locked, alarm's set, you're in bed safe. They're like, oh, just go to bed, Dad. I'm like, yeah, you lost your mind. I'm just gonna go to bed and hope you guys do what you're supposed to do. Never going to happen. So it's just you're up late every single night because you're worried about the kids so the kids get in.
I can even see that. My mom was the type, like, she wouldn't sleep. Even when we were in college, like, she wouldn't sleep until, like, she got a text. Like, we're home.
Yeah.
It's 4 a.m.
It's a parent thing, man. It's like I said, it's just a gene that doesn't go away.
And I will say, though,
I'm not like that. I'm like, yeah, I try. I'm like, yeah, it's midnight. You're on your way home? Yeah, Dad, on my way home. Okay, cool, sleep.
But it's a mom thing.
It is. Yeah, it is.
But I can't wait till Keen goes to school next year because then I get that daycare money back, which, our luck, then we'll have another kid, which I'll be happy with it, more than happy with. And then they'll go into daycare, so it'll just be another wash for the next 5 years.
Yeah.
But then, when that school kid is out of daycare, hey, Rice.
In 10 years, in 10 years, you got it coming. five more years.
You know what's
going to
happen? We're going to have the twins that I'm hoping for. That was on my vision board. We're going to have the twins that I was hoping for, and then I'm going to have to go get a second job.
Yeah. Their kids are expensive. Kids are expensive. So, yeah, especially when you start buying them big things like cars.
I know. So we're moving in.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
We're moving to the new house in 2 weeks, and I told Kian he wants another big boy room. So he has a dinosaur room now. It's kind of still like little boy. I get that. So, but I bought him a Jeep bed for his dinosaur room because that makes sense.
Yeah.
Right? Jurassic.
Yeah.
It wasn't a Jurassic Jeep, but it was still in my mind. Anyways, so he was like, he wants a Marvel room, which I'd been cool with, but I was like, Mommy just bought you this Jeep bed. I don't want to buy another Jeep bed. So I talked him into doing a Hot Wheels room.
Yeah.
And then you can make the Jeep into the Hot Wheels,
right?
We
don't need to buy another bed.
Yeah.
We're going to need to spin it. We're going to need to spin this around to where, you know, this suits us to some degree.
And if I'm being honest, I think the Jeep bed's cool.
It is cool.
I didn't get a Jeep bed growing up.
No.
I had a bed that I'm pretty sure was like,
Me and Matt had bunk beds growing up. So I did have the bigger bunks. That was one of those things. You know, you have the nice full size bed on the bottom level, or the queen, or whatever
it was. My sister and I shared a bed till we were about 10, maybe.
Yeah.
It was when we started going teenage years. We're like, Mom. Also, I was a crazy sleeper. I like smacked her in the face all the time. But we shared a room because we had the two rooms upstairs. My brother had his room, and then we went to college is when I eventually got my own room, the balcony room.
Yeah.
I don't know how my sister let me have that, but. I was like, I'll take it. But yeah, and then my dad painted that room blue and painted my sister's room purple. I was like, clearly he sees me as a dude.
Well, you said that. You said you were more tomboy.
I was very tomboy.
Yeah.
I was very tomboy. Like, literally, I don't think I started doing my makeup till I was an adult.
I can see that.
But why would I, though? Because all I did was play soccer. Like,
Yeah, and plus, I wish that we'd bring that back. I wish we'd bring back that style, because growing up, girls wore makeup, but obviously growing up as well, I don't remember it being to the level it is now. Like,
the contouring and stuff?
Yeah, girls wanted to look like they're supermodels going to school, and I don't think girls really did that grow. I mean,
What I remember, because I went through 6th through 12th grade at the same school, and when you were like in middle school and you're seeing like these beautiful seniors, and it always messed with me mentally, though, because like I said, I was like, I'm not, in my mind I thought I was never beautiful because I didn't know how to do my hair, I didn't know how to do my makeup. Like, I literally still to this day wear a bun. I was wearing soccer clothes to school all the time. And then you have these senior girls or junior girls, and they have the style and they have the makeup and the hair and they're beautiful and they drive the fancy cars, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but they weren't like overdone like they are today.
No, yeah, I don't, you know, like
they weren't wearing Lululemon. Obviously, Lululemon wasn't then.
Yeah.
But like we were in they were wearing Hollister and Abercrombie.
Yeah, so. Correct. That was definitely the style. Yeah. It was more the prep,
American
more the
preppy.
American Eagle. That was more the which I know American Eagle's obviously making a massive comeback right
it
now.
It is. Well, the Sydney Sweeney
thing.
Understand why there's so much backlash on it.
I don't.
Just because she's not curvy.
Because this world is so sensitive over every little thing, and that's what's crazy. I don't
understand.
On my
timeline now. Okay, here's my issue with social media too, though. It's like once something trends, it's like annoyingly on your newsfeed and everybody's posting about it.
Yeah.
Like when, okay, we'll circle back to that, but when the Coldplay,
yeah,
the fair thing.
Oh,
happened,
yeah.
I'm like, okay, like they had a fair. I don't agree with it, but why is it like blowing up my news? With now the checks are leaked. Who the fuck cares?
Yeah.
Move on. Why are we so worried about
that? This is between
them.
That's between them and their families. That's something they got to work out. Like, why?
But
I totally agree.
Why does that have to be on every news channel? Because drama sells.
Yes, it does.
And I hate that.
It does. And like I said, people. They feed off it, and everything is a way to monetize, right? You got to find ways to monetize everything that we do. So.
Well, that's what all these shows now are just like trash TV.
Mm-hmm.
What's the one, Love Island? Everyone's in.
Everyone talks about
it. I've never watched it. What is it?
I have no idea. I've never watched it either. I don't watch TV.
I know you wouldn't have watched it.
Yeah. I rarely watch TV at all.
Cool. That's mine and Cole's thing. We put Kane to bed and we chill there and watch our TV show and then we go to bed.
Allison's got me sucked back into Big Brother, which I will say it's a reality TV show. They like get locked in a house for a summer and a lot of backstabbing and lying and
trash TV, Ryan.
I know. Trust me, I get it.
You were just trash talking it.
I know. Well, this one's a little bit different because it's not like that. It's not cheating and that kind of stuff. This is an actual game.
Yeah.
So it's like a Survivor, right? It's your.
Have you noticed that though? That most TV shows and most movies now, there's always some type of cheating. Like it has to like
because it's part of our real. It's our part of our culture now.
Sad.
It's part of our culture. People don't look at it as a big of a deal. It's like, oh, he cheated or she cheated. Oh, that's kind of the, you know, par for the course, which is just horrible. And like I said, we talk about it all the time, girl. It's why we're bringing real back. And actually, I will say, I think this run is going to run its course. I could be wrong. I could be crazy. People could say, oh, that's just the old school talking.
No.
But I truly think that people are going to get back to real relationships. They're going to want real memories. I think people are going to start to want to live with less. I think people are going to start to realize that all this materialistic crap that's
all
around
the glitter
you
is not gold.
It just, yeah.
Is that the same?
I don't know. Is that the same? I've never heard it. Sounds right.
Glitter's not gold?
I don't think I've ever heard that saying once.
Alexa.
Where's Amber?
Amber.
Yeah, she would know.
I agree. But so this reminds me of a conversation I literally had just this week with a realtor. And we talked about in the last episode, a lot of realtors lately have been reaching out to me and they're like, what are you doing different? And so I met with this realtor. She's like, can I pick your brain, blah, blah, blah. And so like, I literally felt bad because I don't know if my meeting was as helpful because I was like, girl, I don't really know what I'm doing other than just being authentic. Really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
Correct.
You saw my video yesterday. I looked like absolute turd bird.
And but no one's paying attention to that.
I put myself on the camera, but I was like, what you get on screen is what you get off screen.
Correct.
Right? And that's what I told her. I was like, I think most of the realtors that I'm seeing right now that got big when the whole social media wave first happened, their businesses are now hurting. And so I was thinking about it more. I was like, why are all these realtors are now like, oh, they're posting about the market being slow. And I'm like, why am I doing this? And they are doing this. What's different? And I think because the social media trend is changing.
Yes.
Those are the ones that were scheduling content to post content for views. I'm posting content for me.
Yep.
And that's the difference.
Correct.
And I think most people are like, somebody yesterday commented on my video. She's like, because I talked about being sick. She's like, girl, you're sick, but in a good way. I love your content.
And
that's the only thing I've been changing. And I told her, I said, girl, so I was like, don't overthink it. I was like, just if you have
you.
A thought, like my real estate coach is the one who got me into this mindset. He's like, you have a thought, post it.
Yeah. Well, that's what Gary Vee, shout out to Gary Vee. We get him in there.
In a healthy way though.
But he says the same thing. He's like, dude, you should be posting stuff every day. And he goes, the problem is that it's the fear that people don't want to put themselves out there. And he goes, but when people realize, he goes, I was telling people to go on TikTok 5 years ago and everyone thought I was crazy. And he goes, now all of a sudden you see people that are making millions of dollars off TikTok and now everyone's crying, I should have gone on TikTok. He goes, well, now you've got all this, the ChatGPT, these AIs. Like, you have an opportunity to self-brand. And he goes, you ask any millionaire or billionaire what they would be doing today, they would find out ways to brand themselves. But you brand your genuine self. The problem is that you're seeing it right now. Like, even like, so my daughter, I don't know if you've seen kids now, they want the old school photo cameras. They want the digital cameras. They want an actual camera.
Digital.
Camera. And the reason why, and I was asking my daughter the other day, I said, man, why are you guys going back to these just regular cameras? Yeah. And they said, because all the phones all have filters. You can change the lighting. You try to all, she goes, you try to do all this stuff to get this perfect picture, yeah. and you edit the picture to make a perfect picture. And you're like, that's not the picture you took. That's not yeah. what exactly what it looked like. Yeah. And she's like, these pictures are what it actually yeah. looked like when we were there. And so hearing my daughter say stuff like that yeah. makes me feel so happy, but also so hopeful. Yeah. So hopeful that the people are starting to see through that crap. And it's just everything now. Every ad you see, now you have to see, you know, where it came from. Then you start to look, you open it, you see it's some weird address and some weird person yeah. with an extra asterisk or an extra symbol, so you know it's not really them posting. And yeah. these pictures look so real cool. now, where they've got, you know, the president's with people or whatever yeah. it may be, or athletes with people. You're like, that's not even a fake, the right picture, it's a doctor picture.
My red flag in people, specifically like these realtors, that the ones that are did this and now are dropping, mm-hmm. is because the over-filtered families yes. on Facebook or online, the over-filtered
yes.
content,
yes.
like immediately I know you're fake.
Correct.
Immediately.
Yep.
And so, like, yep. that's one thing I told this realtor when I met with her. I was like, listen, girl, you gotta get out. You're following the wrong people.
Yep.
That's why. She's like, I'm frustrated with this content that I'm watching here. I don't want to be like that, but that's what they're selling. I was like, no, they're not.
No.
I said, no, they're not. And I said, let me tell you something. At first, in my old office, they used to praise these other realtors and put them on a pedestal because they sell these houses. But those are the ones who were crumbling on personal lives.
Yeah.
And I was like, I didn't want their lives. I realized it was, I said, I get the confusion because I was confused too. I was like, mm-hmm. but I have to be this way to be successful. And I've proven myself this year that I don't have to be this way to be successful.
No, yeah.
I was like, I don't want their lives.
No, be in your own bubble.
Follow people whose lives
yeah,
you want.
Yeah, exactly right. And like, at the end of the day, like I said, you know, would you rather be a small fish in a big pond or be the big fish in a small pond?
Yeah.
I'll be the big fish in the small pond and make my own little thing and yeah. my own little world and create my own pocket of friends and
yeah.
you could have all the things that you want still with that focus. But like I said, you've done it right. And again, I'm so hopeful because I feel like people are there. Mm-hmm. I feel like people are starting to realize, which is the messaging that you and I wanted to get out when we started this thing, was just, you know, we saw so much just fakeness in the world. Like you said, to everything, your pictures, the family pictures that, you know, you're yelling and screaming at the dinner table, but then the waiter comes up and you put a smile up on your face to have this beautiful family picture and
yeah.
post that you're at Ruth Chris Steakhouse and,
yeah.
you know, living the dream. And, you know, mere seconds before that, your whole family was arguing. And then all of a sudden you go back on your phones and you're not sharing stories. You're not
right.
talking to each other. You're completely four strangers or
yeah.
whatever sitting at a dinner table, but you posted the picture that everyone's happy. I think people are starting to realize just how over they are about that.
That Coldplay, the couple that just
yeah.
got caught, didn't she just like right before post a family picture of her husband
yeah.
and her kid?
Yeah, that night.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, knowing that she's going to go do, she's doing that.
She's so freaking fake.
I know.
So
yeah.
that's another red flag to me on people that overly post about their spouse or overly post about like their life.
Yeah.
Right?
That's why
that's
I stopped
why,
doing it.
Well, if you look at like, I just posted one of Cole because he was, I know you can't agree, but I know deep down he was looking like a fine little taquito. And
you're never going to hear me say that. I've never heard a fine taquito. That is, if there's ever a Hispanic reference, you just got one right there. Oh my God, dude, he's not living that down now. He's not living that down. A little taquito. Oh boy.
But he was looking fine. And I was like, my husband was like,
good for you.
I was
not looking at that.
I put, my husband's annoying. And like, .. Lee handsome, I think is what I put.
Okay.
And, but he was looking good. But other than that, I really don't post about Cole.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the other thing. Like, I was telling her, because the one content
supposed to be about your
following,
kids. Supposed to be for
I was
your
like,
kids.
People don't need to know the ins and outs of your relationship.
They don't.
They don't need to know that you don't need to overly say how many times that you guys almost got divorced. You don't need to overly say, like, your inside drama. Like, another realtor I know posts about their divorce and the kid situation. I'm like, why are you doing this?
Yeah, no, I'm like,
because I get
yeah.
you're trying to post something to relate to people, but once you let people in, and that's what I told her, I was like, once you let people into that, it's not sacred anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a big reason why me and Allison stopped doing that. Like, my wife doesn't really post. My wife likes to post pictures. So she's mostly on Instagram. Facebook is pretty much the only thing, the only platform I'm on, except for Amber apparently has me on platforms. But she knows all the passwords and she's me. So
yeah.
I have no idea. I don't know, and I don't want to know.
Yeah.
I don't want to be involved with it, to be honest with you, because I just have no interest in it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I used to do a lot of those type of things. And, you know, what ended up happening was, I remember when the France trip came up.
Yeah.
And I'm usually the one that's always posting the pictures and while
yeah.
I'm on the trip. And one, I wanted to leave my phone down for as much of that trip as I possibly can, which I did. And two, I when we talk about this world of comparison, I don't want to be someone that contributes to it.
Look at me.
And look at what another thing that I'm doing, another trip that I'm doing. And, you know, when it creates that wedge, it creates that animosity with people. It makes people feel like, okay, am I not doing enough? And that's never been my intent. Yeah. You know, my intent was always just to share these memories I'm making with my family. And I have a lot of my pictures there. Yeah. So, and I love taking pictures of with my family and those type of things, and capturing those memories. But that's the main reason I stopped doing it is I just don't see the value in it. It's, you know, if I post an accomplishment for my kid, there's value in that, right? I want to shout to the rooftop how proud I am, right? You know, my daughter's about to get confirmed tomorrow night, actually, at the church.
That's why she did the thing yesterday.
That's why we did the thing yesterday, yeah. So she's getting confirmed. Like, those type of things that make me so proud and make me, you know, make us so blessed in those type of things. But the actual posting of the other stuff, it's just, I think all it's going to do is just create, it's gonna make people chase something that's, you know, that is...
Well, there's two bad things about it. One, it's gonna make people chase, immediately have that envy energy towards you.
Yeah, I don't want that.
But two, you're creating that something that's not reality. So you're chasing internally something that'll never happen, right? So you're already disappointing yourself every day. Like when you get up, because I used to be friends with someone like this. She literally, I remember one Mother's Day, her husband forgot it was Mother's Day, I suppose. And she was texting me bitching about it, like pissed. And then an hour later, like she posted a picture of them at breakfast.
Uh-huh.
And then goes, oh, my husband, I love him so much. He made it such a great morning. I was like, what?
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like you create this big gap in your brain, in your relationship, all relationships in my mind, that you're never going to be able to fill.
Well, on top of that,
adding and adding.
Well, on top of that, you look at the energy that was spent, right? So the energy that was spent actually complaining and then putting this fake post up there about not reality.
Yeah.
It's like you're taking all this time and energy rather than going, okay, if I have a problem in my marriage, what if I use that same time and energy that I'm worrying about showing everybody else how perfect my life is and actually put it into my spouse? Mm-hmm. Actually, you know, say, hey guys, let's work on this together. Yeah. Let's get through this together. Let's focus on us. Let's get rid of the phone stuff. Let's get done with the posts. And, you know, I'm trying to be a lot, but you know, I think I've gotten a lot better at that. But again, you got to make it conscious.
Stuff when you do.
I try to, but
our podcast.
Yeah, well, because it's
Gary Vee, because he's obsessed with Gary Vee.
I love the guy. I don't know if I would say obsessed, but I appreciate his messaging because he's right to the point. He doesn't sugarcoat it. He's real. He's a real dude.
Yeah.
And that's like
He's raw
and he's real, which is what I attract to because that's the kind of people that we are around. And we talk about surround yourself with people that are smarter than you, people that are better than you, people that are wiser than you, people that are more successful than you. So I would love to surround myself. Again, I would love to get the guy for an hour. You know, I could never afford the guy, but just his look on life. And, you know, he struggled, he grinded, he flipped, he did.
He still does that stuff.
He still does it. He does, you know, garage sales and flipping things and trading cards. And he still has never left his humble beginnings.
Yeah.
And he's a guy that just shares it out with the world and he wants people to see their best versions, which is exactly what you and I want.
He hasn't let the riches in life, that's quotations mark, change who he is.
Not at all.
And this is why this billionaire had that issue with Coldplay, because I feel like a lot of people don't know what to do with that type of power, financial power, and they let it get to their heads. And I see it all the time in real estate, all the time.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm like, I don't want to be that realtor.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm about to go do an open house today for a nearly $800,000 listing like this.
Yeah.
But and then after that, I'm about to go show $1 million properties like this.
Yeah.
Why? Because this is who I am.
Yeah, and you think that at the end of the day, the people that your clients that you are working for are more worried about your results. They're more worried about how knowledgeable you are. They're more worried about, you know, what do you know about the market? What do you bring to the table? You know, your negotiation skills. Are you going to get them the best deal for their property? That's what they care about.
Yeah.
You know, it's not the other stuff that everyone sees, right? It's for me. It's, you know, things are based on merit. What you look like is irrelevant. It's okay. What have you earned?
Yeah.
What do you know? What are you an expert in your field? Are you smart enough to realize what you're not good at, right? Yeah. I think that's a big thing too. As I tell, you know, people all the time, the people that are around me are so much smarter than I ever will be. The difference between me and other people is I recognize I need to have people that are better than me surrounding me to be successful.
Oh, yeah.
And again, I'm good at my one little sliver, but if I didn't have those people that take all that other stuff off my plate, I can't give 100% to that sliver. Mm-hmm. Now I got to be Ryan that spreads super thin and trying to half-ass all this work rather than let me hone in on what I know that I'm good at doing and let the people around me that are good at what they're doing support me, mm-hmm. and I support them. And when you have that vision, you're going to be successful. And the same thing what you're doing right now with your houses, right? Again, you're going in and look at these houses that you're getting and you just keep going and going and going. Right. But it's because Alena Sweetser is being Alena Sweetser. You're not trying to perceive.
I'm not overbuying my next house.
Yeah, and you're not
buying within my means.
Yeah, you know, buying within your means because you know.
I wanted our forever home this year, mm-hmm. and I had to sit back and be like, okay, why do I want my forever home this year? Because I want to be there quicker, mm-hmm. but that would have set me three steps behind, right?
And you made the right call.
And so, and we're very excited about this house.
Don't get me wrong.
We're very excited. It's not the neighborhood we want to be in yet, but it's going to be a great neighborhood and a great house. But we're. Well, it comes down to why do we want things so fast, right? Mm-hmm. Like we've talked about that on an episode before, I think.
Yeah.
That fly almost know, in my face, in my mouth.
No, it's all over. It's little
Where's
guy.
The salt gun? Go get it. We should shoot these things.
I know.
That's why if someone watched the video and saw me flick, I wasn't trying to hit
no,
you.
No, it's flicking. I was trying to save your life from a fly. Yeah.
No, but I was going to tell you, I'm going to post about buying a house, but I'm not posting and be like, I bought another house. My intention with this is because most realtors use the terms always, it's a great time to buy, it's a great time to sell. And I've heard so many times, you're just saying that because you're a realtor. I don't want to be like, listen, I am a realtor in today's market buying a house and here is why.
Mm-hmm.
I am doing what I'm saying for you to do.
Do what you preach, right? Yep.
I'm selling contracts. I mean, going through a lot of contracts right now, right? I see a lot of inventory. And I've been seeing price cut after price cut. There was just 600 yesterday. Mm-hmm. 600 homes price cut just in one day. Okay?
Wow.
So it's price cut, price cut, price cut. And then I've seen concessions. And finally, I looked at the one that's near our house that we ended up buying, and I got an amazing deal. We got $15,000 in concessions. And I told Cole, I was like, why would we not move? They're literally giving us our house. Mm-hmm. Why would we not move?
Exactly. But you were in a position where you're able to make that move and make it jump on it quick too, yeah. right? So that's the key, is putting yourself in the position so when those things come up, those opportunities come up, you can make the move, yeah. right? And you know, people will tell you, you know, the people that are rich, they get rich in a buyer's market, not a seller's market.
For real.
It's always when you get on the front end, you get the deal on the front end. So
now I'm scared though when we buy a family home next year, what kind of market's rates drop.
There's always an opportunity. No matter what the situation is, you just got to find what the opportunity is.
You got to find an off market in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
Don't let them go in the market yet.
Yeah.
Just tell them Elena's coming to the hood.
Oh my God. we got a good friend moving in. Make sure you keep the pricing down. Keep the pricing down.
The neighbor across the street. She doesn't listen to our podcast. But lady, you got to go.
Yeah. She's a good, she is a good neighbor though, but she's maintained that house.
But how perfect would that be? You guys have here, you have Smith's next door, and then we're across the street.
Yeah, the corner would be nice. Then the whole cul-de-sac.
That's the thing. So we almost bought a house here in their neighborhood, but it was 6 minutes away.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
So she's already in the bubble, guys. This is what happens when you move to Highland Village. The fact that 6 minutes is a long drive for you, like that's the bubble. That's the epitome of the bubble. And when you're in this little area, it's hard to get them out of the bubble. It's hard to get out of the bubble. Yeah, they want to build it. Yeah, it's crazy.
Anyways.
But, anyway, guys, I thought it was a great catch-up episode because I've been able to catch up with Elena for, you know, except for the fun stuff we've been doing. And, of course, we share a lot of stories and talks when we're traveling. But we had a lot, you know, just a driver, trip, real estate stuff, so move. There's a lot going on right now. Senior year, junior year.
Driving.
School starts next week. Driving. I mean, so many things. This is only all in a matter of a couple weeks.
Live it up.
Anyway, thank you guys again for the continued support. We're going to continue to push this messaging out there. We're bringing real back. We want genuine, real people. We want real experiences, real life stuff. And hopefully in any way we can touch your guys' lives or push you guys to be that much better, then it would be a success for us.
I don't know why, but when you said bringing real back, I immediately, there's a lizard in my head, heard bringing sexy back. You remember Justin Timberlake song?
I remember the screw Justin Timberlake, by the way.
I don't like
just
him.
Just final note.
He'll never be on our podcast.
Yeah, he's good looking. He can sing. He can dance. He can play golf. Yeah.
I don't like the dude, though.
Oh, I don't know him really well. I was more just, you know, jealous of all of his talent and good looks.
It's all, what is a facade?
Probably is.
What is the word? Okay, we're done. Bye.
All right, bye, guys. Take care. See ya.